In the opening verses of Surah Al-Anfal, Allah Rabbul Izzah describes the perfect believer. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. The believer is that person whom, when they make the dhikr of Allah, or when Allah is mentioned in front of them, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts tremble, their hearts are filled with fear. Now in this world, we have two types of fear. You have fear that is of an enemy, of a beast. That is a negative fear, a fear that associates with bad feelings. Then there's another type of fear, a fear where you are overwhelmed by something, where you feel overawed. And that is the type of fear we're talking about when it comes to Allah Rabbul Izzah. When Allah says that they are filled with fear, they are filled with a reverence for Allah, they are filled with awe for the majesty and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says that when Allah's name is taken, then their hearts shake. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the verses of Allah are recited, then the iman increases. Iman is such a thing where the quantity, or we would say the kayfiyat, the quality, the inner condition, the strength, the attributes of one's iman fluctuates. And it gets stronger and it gets weaker. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said that when a person frequents the masjid, then bear testimony for that person that that person is a mu'min. So there's certain actions that are there that indicate towards the strength of a person's iman. And a person's iman becomes so strong that you become accustomed and habitual to doing good deeds, that if perchance you miss out on a good deed, you don't feel right. So you start performing the Ishraq Salah. And the day for some reason you can't perform the Salah, you feel uneasy that I haven't read my Salah. That is the sign of one's iman. Similarly, when one is now exposed to sin, but you become so accustomed to not perpetrating any sins that it creates an unease within yourself. Allah Rabbul Izzah then says, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they are the ones who place their trust on Allah. Tawakkul means that you adopt all the means of this world and then you place your trust on Allah. So you adopt the means, اِجْمَلُوا فِي الطَّلَبْ وَتَوَكَّلُوا عَلَيْهِ. Moderately explore all the avenues of this world. This world is Darul Azbab, a place of means. So you've got to adopt the means. But the test for us is not to rely on the means. So you take the medication, but you've got to negate the effect of the medication, saying that this medication will only have the effect if Allah gives it the permission, if Allah grants me cure. Yes, I have my job, I have my occupation, I have my activity, my business dealings, but this will not yield the results unless Allah Rabbul Izzah puts within it the desired results. Allah Rabbul Izzah then speaks about the fifth quality, or the fourth quality of the believer. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, there are those who establish salah, not just perform salah. The word iqama means to make something stand up straight. So there's more to just performing the salah. One renders two rakats at home for fajr, wake up quickly and read it, and you've gone back to bed. You may have read the salah, but iqamatu salah, establishment of the salah, is that you fulfill all the requisites, that it will be fulfilled in the best possible manner, with jama'ah, in the masjid, with concentration, with humility, ensuring that others are also performing. That is iqamatu salah. And it is only on the iqamatu salah that the benefits of salah will be attained. In a hadith, or in the verse of the Noble Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That verily salah, it stops a person from sin and immodest activities. But that is only when the salah is perfect, when the salah has been done in a way that reaches its that requirement, that degree, that measure that Allah has ordained for it. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And the fifth quality that Allah Rabbul Izzah describes the believers with He says that they spend from that which we have granted them. Whether it is zakat, whether it is charity, whether it is the vows that you fulfill, or the kafara, or the fidya, or it's just nafil, you spend on building a masjid, on digging a well, all of that is part of this. Allah Rabbul Izzah, after mentioning these five qualities, says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّةً. That is the true mu'min. Someone came to Hassan Basri rahimahullah and asked him, that, oh Abu Sa'id, are you a mu'min? So he said to them that there are two mu'mins. One is the mu'min who says, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِ وَشَرِّ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That I believe in Allah and His messengers and His books and in the angels and in life after death, and that good and bad comes from Allah Rabbul Izzah. That is one believer. And the second type of a believer is the believer who Allah describes with five qualities in the opening verses of Surah Al-Anfal. And I don't know if I qualify for that category. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّةً. If a person qualifies in that regard, then Allah promises that person, لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Three things. You will have an elevated stage by Allah, and you will be granted forgiveness, and you will be granted a dignified sustenance. And when we look at these three things, then the elevated stage that a person will be granted, it is as a result of the inner qualities that a person adopts, the fear of Allah, the iman increasing when one hears the verses of Allah. As a recompense for that, one will have an elevated stage. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ, and forgiveness, one will attain forgiveness for the outward acts of worship, like the salah that is spoken about, and fasting, and other deeds that one carry out, that has an outer form to it. One will be granted the forgiveness for that. And the third is one will be granted a noble sustenance, and that will be as a result of وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you spend for the sake of Allah, then the recompense for that is Allah will grant you a dignified sustenance that will come to you with ease, with dignity, in an honorable manner. May Allah Rabbul Izzah make us from the believer that is described in these opening verses of Surah Al-Anfal. Ameen.